brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, welcoming you to the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service, number one, this morning. And with the White House Daily Devotional Bible Reading, episode number 335, where I simply read three chapters of the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day with my family as a part of our family devotions, and to encourage you to read the Holy Bible in a year's time with your family. That's one of the reasons why we do the podcast. And today, beloved, we are reading 2 Chronicles chapter 29, Isaiah chapter 51, Habakkuk chapter 3. Dr. Dwight L. Moody said, "The Bible was not given for our information, but for our transformation." Dr. James Merritt said, "The primary purpose of reading the Bible is not really to know the Bible, but to really know God." Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, "Thus saith the Lord," the Word of God, found at 2 Chronicles chapter 29. But I invite all of you to first join me in prayer. Let's pray to God. You pray to God, and I will pray to God. And make sure you get your heart right with God. While you're praying, confess your sins. Repent. Prepare your heart to receive the Word of God. Holy Father God, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, we come before your throne of grace as wretched sinners, but cleansed for those of us who are saved through your blood. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, for all of it is due your name. We praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and your holy word that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Spirit and your holy word. And for those of us who are saved, Lord God in heaven, have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us. And please forgive us, Lord, of our sins, our faults, and our failures, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify, Lord, our wicked, evil, and ungodly flesh in the old man within us, and fill us all afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. And we pray that those of us who are truly saved, you would fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit and manifest the fruit of your Holy Spirit and have your Holy Spirit and your unction of your Holy Spirit and your anointing of your Holy Spirit to teach us your Holy Word as we read it. For your Holy Spirit makes your Holy Word extremely exciting. Lord, as you know, I told my wife this morning, I'm just excited about serving you today before the services. Nope was around. I think my baby's son was around. And so I thank you for that excitement, even in my old age, that joy, that excitement, that fired up feeling about serving you. Lord, in the midst of all kinds of demonic attacks and satanic attacks against your work, against me, and but yet, Lord, I'm more fired up about serving you now than ever before. And I give you the glory, praise, and honor for blessing me to be spiritually fired up and ready to go, even in my old age. And after preaching your holy gospel now, by your grace, for over 40 years. So, Holy Father God, I do pray that you would do the same thing in the hearts of the people here and the people out there. Lord, help everybody to do their job well for your glory, your praise, and honor. Lord, help them to feel what I have felt for 40 years, your eyes on me, watching everything I do and making sure I do it with the right heart and the right spirit. Your Holy Ghost and your Holy Ghost conviction and your Holy Ghost empowerment. Lord, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, and I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas and Jezebel and Sanballat and Tobias out of the hearts and minds, souls, and spirits of the people here, and out of the hearts, minds, souls, and spirits of the people out there listening. We had a huge crowd on yesterday for some reason. I give you the glory, praise, and honor for that. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, his demons, and his hosts. And Lord, I thank you for helping me to believe your holy word about him. For many, even Christians, don't believe you. They don't believe you. They don't believe your holy word, that the devil exists. And he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. I guess they somehow think you just put that in there for literature's sake. But that's not the case, as you know. And Lord, for he fights anybody who is serving you and trying to get your gospel out and who's praying, he's fighting that person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by any means necessary, through his family, through his own temptations, through other people, and so forth. And so it's a constant battle. Place upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with a band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. And Holy Father God, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his hosts. Lord, from our individual lives, from our families, from the churches, online, or whether they try to meet in a building, which is not wise today, I pray that you surround us all with your protection, a band of your holy angels, and a wall of your holy fire, and give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil today. For all of our yesterdays are gone forever, and all we have is today, for tomorrow is not promised us. So Lord, help us to be our best and do our best for you, your glory, your praise, and your honor, for your glory, praise, and honor. Holy Father God, I pray that you'll take us by our feeble and weak hands this morning and lead us, guide us, and direct us throughout this morning, afternoon, and evening in the way that you want us to go. And put a guard at our hearts, our minds, tongues, attitudes, and temperaments that we would not sin against you. And Lord, let me pause and praise you and thank you for the hundreds of days that you've allowed me to preach your holy gospel, to preach your holy word in the Just Jesus evangelistic campaign, of which this service is an extension. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved. We pray for the healing of the sick in the church and outside of the church. For those in the church, help them to call for the elders of the church and help them to be honest about their sins and to confess their sins to you and to the elders, and to tell the truth and to shame the devil so that they can be raised up and healed. And Holy Father God, we pray for the comfort of the thousands of family members and people and friends who have lost loved ones in the coronavirus plague. We pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ that your will be done in all this happening right now in America. Let it be done. And Lord, if it's your will to revive us and to bring about awakening, which those of us who are true saints ought to be praying for, let you. But Lord, if we're too far gone and it is your will to destroy America, let your will be done. And Holy Father God, because you have been extremely good to us, but we have not been extremely good to you. We have not been good to you at all. And you know it, and we know it. And but yet we think we are your special people, and we're not. And you're showing us that lovingly, slowly but surely. Let your will be done. Be thorough with us and break us, make us, and mold us to be what you would have us to be. And Holy Father God, grant me your strength, your grace, your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to preach your holy gospel and your holy word today, times two at least. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would help all of us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and repent and get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, deliver each and every one of us this morning, those of us who are saved. For Lord, there are no doubt some among us who are not saved and they don't have this protection that I'm getting ready to pray about. And that is, Lord, deliver those of us who are saved from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, and restrain the devilish people, the rebellious people. Restrain them by your might and power so your work can go forward. For Lord, if it was up to the devil and these devilish people, the Judases and the Jezebels among us, Lord, we would not even be here this morning praying and reading your holy word, and that's a fact. And so, Holy Father God, give us sweet victory, not only over the devil, the world, and the flesh, but devilish, demonically driven people. And we pray for their salvation, open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears. And Lord, I do pray that you would deliver each and every one of us this morning and throughout this day from our afflictions, those of us who are truly saved and born again and willing to confess sin and repent of sin, to Deliver us, Lord, from all of our afflictions and all of our distresses and all of our cares, worries, and anxieties, tribulations, troubles, trials, and temptations, and testings, and tensions, as long as we learn the lessons that you want us to learn. And Lord, deliver us from all spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, legal, student loan debt problems, student progress problems. And then, Lord, we pray for the million have food crisis issues and housing crisis issues. Lord, deliver them and provide for them in this precarious situation that we're in, and help them to stop trusting in the big G-O-V and to trust in the big Lord, trust in you. And so, Holy Father God, we pray that you would protect our family and all other Christian families and all other people, Lord, from ourselves today, from our flesh and from the devil. Help people to realize that probably, no doubt, their greatest enemy is themselves because of their foolishness and their sin and their rebelliousness and their evil, and then the devil. And so, Lord, deliver us and protect us from the demons of hell, from evil people in the family, evil people in the world, evil people in the church. And place upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. And, Lord, protect us throughout the day. We cast all care upon you, for, Lord, we know that you care for us. Fill us with and your joy, and give us a heart and mind to not only pray now and to read and meditate on your word now, but to do it throughout the day. Help us to keep our hearts and minds stayed on you. Keep us, Lord, in perfect peace, as you have promised. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. And he brought in the priests and the Levites, and gathered them together into the east street, and said unto them, Hear me, ye Levites, sanctify now yourselves, and sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed and done that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord our God, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord, and turned their backs. Also they have shut up the doors of the porch, and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense, nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place unto the God of Israel. Wherefore the wrath of the Lord was upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he hath delivered them to trouble, to astonishment, and to hissing, as ye see with your eyes. For lo, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in mine heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, be not now negligent, for the Lord hath chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that ye should minister unto him and burn incense. Then the Levites arose, Mahath the son of Amasai, and Joel the son of Azariah, of the sons of Kohathites, of the sons of the Kohathites, and of the sons of Merari, Kish the son of Abdi, and Azariah the son of Jehalel, and of the Gershonites, Joah the son of Zimmah, and Eden the son of Joah, and of the sons of Elisaphan, Shimri, and Jeiel, and of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah, and Mattaniah. Over here. You need to come over here. Yeah. Fix that back and get away from that over there. Come on in. Come on into the middle over here. Push that back to the right. Push that back over that way. Okay. You need to come right behind him. Right there. And of the sons of Heman, Jehiel, and Shimei, and of the sons of Jeduthun, Shemaiah, and Uzziel, and they gathered their brethren and sanctified themselves, and came according to the commandment of the king by the words of the Lord to cleanse the house of the Lord. And the priests went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and brought out all of the uncleanness that they found in the temple of the Lord into the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it to carry it out abroad into the brook Kidron. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify. On the eighth day of the month came they to the porch of the Lord. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days. And in the 16th day of the first month they made an end. Then they went into Hezekiah the king, and said, We have cleansed all the house of the Lord, and the altar of burnt offering, with all the vessels thereof, and the showbread table, with all the vessels thereof. Moreover, all the vessels which King Ahaz in his reign did cast away in his transgression, have we prepared and sanctified, and behold, they are before the altar of the Lord. Then Hezekiah the king rose early, and gathered the rulers of the city, and went up to the house of the Lord. And they brought 7 bullocks, and 7 rams, and 7 lambs, and 7 he-goats for a sin offering, for the kingdom, and for the sanctuary, and for Judah. And he commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of the Lord. So they killed the bullocks, and the priests received the blood and sprinkled it on the altar. Likewise, when they had killed the rams, they sprinkled the blood upon the altar. They killed also the lambs, and they sprinkled the blood upon the altar. And they brought forth the he-goats for the sin offering before the king and the congregation, and they laid their hands upon them. And the priests killed them, and they made reconciliation with their blood upon the altar, to make an atonement for all Israel, for the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. And he set the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with psalteries, with harps, according to the commandment of David and of Gad, the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet. For so was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets. And the Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. And Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also with the trumpets and with the instruments ordained by David, king of Israel. And all the congregation worshipped, and the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded, and all this continued until the burnt offering was finished. And when they had made an end of offering, the king and all that were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. Moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise unto the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. Then Hezekiah answered and said, Now ye have consecrated yourselves unto the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of the Lord. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a free heart, burnt offerings. And the number of the burnt offerings which the congregation brought was 70 bullocks, and 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering to the Lord. And the consecrated things were 600 oxen and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few, so that they could not flay all the burnt offerings. Wherefore their brethren, the Levites, did help them till the work was ended, and until the other priests had sanctified themselves. For the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests. And also the burnt offerings were in abundance, with the fat of the peace offerings and the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of the Lord was set in order. And Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people, that God had prepared the people, for the thing was done suddenly. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends and foes, and yes, even foes in the family, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy to read in your hearing the Word of God now found at Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah chapter 51. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arms shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like the wool, like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransomed to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and has feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, Thou art my people. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which hast drunk at the hand of the Lord. The cup of his fury thou hast drunken, the dregs of the cup of trembling, and wrung them out. There is none to guide her among all the sons whom she hath brought forth, neither is there any that taketh her by the hand of all the sons that she hath brought up. These two things are come unto thee. Who shall be sorry for thee? Desolation and destruction, and the famine and the sword, by whom shall I comfort thee? Thy sons have fainted, they lie at the head of all of the streets, as a wild bull in a net. They are full of the fury of the Lord, the rebuke of thy God. Therefore hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus saith thy Lord, the Lord and thy God, that pleadeth the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, Bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street, so rather to them that went over. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy to read in your hearing the Word of God found at Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigionoth. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years. Make known in wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow, his ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea, that thou didst ride upon thine horses and thy chariots of salvation? Thy bow was made quite naked, according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word, Selah. Thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. Thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed. Thou wouldest the head, thou rather woundest the head out of the house of the wicked, by discovering the foundation unto the neck, Selah. Thou didst strike through with his staves the head of his villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses, through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble, when he cometh up unto the people. He will invade them with his troops. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, shall we pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for your holy word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that helped us to get involved in it, even while we're just reading it without comment. reading your unadulterated and pure holy word. Just doing that, Lord, has a powerful effect upon our hearts and minds, souls and spirits, and we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for what you have done in this service. And we pray that you will grant me your energy and your strength, your unction and your anointing now, and the power of your Holy Spirit to continue on reading your holy word in other forms. We pray that you would give us understanding as we go forth, and grant me your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to preach your holy gospel once again. And we pray that over 3 million souls would come to know you as Savior before it is eternally too late. 3 million Christians to be revived is our prayer request. And Lord, we are confident, I am confident, that you will hear and answer that prayer if you have not already done so, because you're not willing that any should perish. And you want everybody to come to repentance and salvation. And you're more concerned about lost souls being saved than we'll ever be. So have the power of your Holy Ghost to fall. Open blinded eyes and unstop deaf ears as only you can do. And convert people to yourself as only you can do. All I can do is obey your great commandment and your great commission. Help me to do it by the power of your Holy Spirit and your grace. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 671. Where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary. And so this podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8 in the Word of God, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them, the people that is, to understand the reading. And so the aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, along with prayer, because in this passage the people were seeking revival from God, and the giving of the sense or the understanding of the Word of God, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath to come and the eternal burning hell to come by believing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. By believing in Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ preached the gospel first and best when he said the most beautiful, the most loving, the most wonderful words ever said on earth, in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He said this one night to Nicodemus, and I believe this is the verse. These are the words that helped him to become a secret believer. And God wants you to become a believer today by believing in Jesus Christ. Just understand and admit to God that you are a sinner, For the Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Just understand that because of your sin against God, there is punishment. There is a punishment. There is a penalty. For the Bible says we all, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. We die because of sin. That's the reason why one day you will die, is because of your sinful nature and your sinful choices, your adulteries, your fornications, your lying, your dishonesty, your covering up stuff for years, your bad attitude, your disrespect and disobedience to your parents, your taking God's name in vain, your lying, your dishonesty, your stealing things. Yes, even the money you stole from your father's drawer or your mother's purse. You're lusting after people and things in your heart. We all have sin, haven't we? But please understand there's a penalty. There's a punishment ahead, and it's called death. The body will die and go to a grave. You can't stop it. Your soul, which lives on forever, either in heaven or hell, will go to hell if you have never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. And Jesus Christ, by the way, was a hell, fire, and brimstone preacher, unlike many of the sugarcoating preachers of today. In fact, Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet, any preacher, any apostle, or any writer in the Bible. He preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, when he described hell, he described it as a real place where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. He said in another sermon that hell is a place where their worm dieth not in the fire is not quenched. Whether you believe it or not, whether you accept it or not, it does not matter. It won't change the fact that hell exists. And you're going there if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. So hell is bad news, my dear friend. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, yes, the same Jesus who was a hellfire and brimstone preacher, even though meek and lowly and loving, said these are the most loving words ever said on earth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is as simple as that. Simply believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Church membership is not mentioned. Getting baptized is not mentioned. Doing good work in the church or in the world is not mentioned. All of that is wonderful and dandy, but it will not save your soul from hell. There are many baptized people in hell, sprinkled and dunked, people who were put under the water and people who the priest sprinkled them. They're in hell today. There are many church members who have membership at they had a membership at great churches, are known to be great churches. They're in hell today. Church membership can't save you. Religion can't save you. Doing good work can't save you. You must simply believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. These are the words of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him, that's all it takes, belief in him in your heart, Has there ever been a time when you've done this in a saving way? When you believe in Jesus Christ, you will be saved from hell. You should not perish, he said, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, simply believe in the Lord Jesus Christ right now, right where you are. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to be a member of a church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand to get saved. You don't have to raise your hand up in this sky to get saved. You don't have to walk down an aisle to get saved. None of that. You can be sitting on your couch or sitting on your bed or driving down the road. I would encourage you to pull over and pray the sinner's prayer with me. As you believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the only way of salvation. If Nicodemus got saved this way, you can get saved this way. If the thief on the cross got saved this way, you can get saved this way. If the wicked, wretched sinner before you got saved this way, you can get saved this way. And by the way, I got saved out of religion and the club. So if God can save me, he can save you. So believe in your heart today and pray the sinner's prayer with me. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have indeed told lies before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted in my heart after people and things before. I have disobeyed and dishonored my parents. I have dishonored you by taking your holy name in vain, and many other sins. And because of my sins, Lord, I know I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my wretched soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in you, Lord Jesus. I believe with all of my heart that you, Lord Jesus Christ, suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins. Was buried and rose on the third day by your power. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my soul and save my soul today from the burning hell. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins and to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus, from now on. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ on today, please contact us and let us know at dw3@gospellightsociety.com. Also, go to gospellightsociety.com and read my book, free of charge, What to Do After You Have Entered Through the Door. And you can start reading that immediately and start growing in the faith and becoming the Christian disciple that God and that Jesus wants you to be. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we will continue reading and studying Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 8. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you for your holy word, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit, and we thank you who your holy word points to, you and your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is true, Lord, we are to read your holy word and study your holy word, not to just know your holy word, but to know you. So fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit, your unction, and your anointing to understand your holy word as we read it. And Lord, help us never to forget it. Help us to remember your holy word, because there's a part of us, the flesh, and I'm sure the devil, that they fight to steal your holy word out of our hearts. And so help us to remember your holy word so that we can meditate on your holy word and apply it to our lives and obey it and to share it with others and to preach it to others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are reading Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 8. Their horses also are swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves, and their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 8. Now here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary. In vivid and awesome imagery, the Lord further described the foe as a people with horses. Horses swifter than leopards, fiercer than wolves at dusk. Both leopards and wolves are fierce, fast, and excellent hunters. At dusk, wolves are hungry and ready to pounce on prey. The Babylonians' voracious speed in conquest was also likened to a vulture swooping down to devour. This vulture may have been the great griffon vulture, a majestic bird, if you will, often seen in Palestine, circling higher and higher and then rapidly swooping down on its prey. Jeremiah wrote about the Babylonians devouring everything in their path, including fields, people, animals, trees, and cities. Certainly, the Babylonians, likened to ferocious beasts and birds, were a terrible enemy to face. Let's pray. Holy Father God, thank you for giving us a vivid picture of what's going on in this book. Help us to remember it. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to learn from it. Help us to apply the overall principles to our lives. And help us to share it with others. And to proclaim your gospel from your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional Reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening Devotional Book. This is the podcast, and this is episode number 281. The scripture passage chosen by the Prince of Preachers Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon for today is Psalm 17:7. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Beloved, when we give our hearts with our arms, we give well, but we must often plead to a failure in this respect. Not so our Master and our Lord. His favors are always performed with the love of his heart. He does not send to us the cold meat and the broken pieces from the table of his luxury, but he dips our morsel in his own dish and seasons our provisions with the spices of his fragrant affections. When he puts the golden tokens of his grace into our palms, he accompanies the gift with such a warm pressure of our hand that the manner of his giving is as precious as the boon itself. He will come into our houses upon his errands of kindness, and he will not act as some austere visitors do in the poor man's cottage. But he sits by our side, not despising our poverty, nor blaming our weakness. Beloved, with what smiles does he speak? What golden sentences drop from his gracious lips? What embraces of affection does he bestow upon us? If he had but given us farthings, the way of his giving would have gilded them. But as it is, the costly alms are set in a golden basket by his pleasant carriage. It is impossible to doubt the sincerity of his charity, for there is a bleeding heart stamped upon the face of all his benefactions. He giveth liberally and upbraideth not, not one hint that we are burdensome to him, not one cold look for his poor pensioners, but he rejoices in his mercy, and presses us to his bosom while he is pouring out his life for us. And there is a fragrance in his sphygnod which nothing but his heart could produce. There is a sweetness in his honeycomb which could not be in it unless the very essence of his soul's affection had been mingled with it. Oh, the rare communion which such singular heartiness effecteth. May we continually taste and know the blessedness of it. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, shall we pray. Holy Father God, we give you the glory, praise, and honor for your holy word. And we thank you, Lord, for the deepness of that you gave your servant, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, because sometimes he goes to depths that we struggle in keeping up. But Lord God in heaven, we thank you for what we can gather and understand. And Lord, help us to remember it. Help us to remember your holy word, and help us to meditate on your holy word, and help us to try to follow your Prince of Preachers servant to the depths. And Lord, help us to get everything we're supposed to get from this devotional and all others. And most of all, we pray that as the gospel will be presented again, Lord, save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen.